This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Join me, Chanel Danton, on the search for truth and guidance through conversations and content around the cosmic moments that can bring about exponential growth. You are invited to discover tools and techniques to manage challenges, master transitions, manifest abundance, and live your best life. The time for cosmic moments is now. Welcome. Today I'm going to explore the heart chakra with you, the energy center behind the sternum, behind your chest bones, and it extends through to the fingertips, the back of the chest as well, so think scapula. When we open up the space, we're becoming more boundless, more formless, more in the spirit of balance, ease, softness, forgiveness. The heart chakra is the center of love and independently existing, irrespective of people or objects. It is a passion-oriented love within yourself. This is an air quality. It is the parallel. The heart chakra is parallel to air in the sense that it is formless. It's largely invisible and absolutely necessary. It's the least dense of our first four elements. When we move up the Shushumni and those exploring those energy centers within our energetic body, love is the expansion of your heart, transcending boundaries in the spirit of interconnectedness. The Sanskrit name for this chakra is Anahata. This describes a state where there is no longer fighting or confronting what we love, but moving into it with graceful harmony. In the shamanic wheel, we look at the hummingbird energy, the sweetness. We bring in cacao in the ceremony of the heart. The fire in the third chakra, in our Manipura chakra, gives space and gives way to the graceful acceptance of our fourth chakra, our heart chakra. Because Anahata is related to the breath, we call this space the center of our prana. It really is the essence of our vitality, our nourishment. And it is the connection between the air and the earth in the sense that we're bringing in these two planes, the mental and the physical world, in this heart space. And may there be congruence between our creative center and our heart center, and then our mind, our mental space. Opening up with breath and loosening whatever tensions are constricting the space. It's the way to the heart chakra. If the heart chakra is closed down, the very core of us will suffer. Our breathing is shallow. When our breathing is shallow and in the chest, it slows down our metabolism and our physical energy. So what we want to do is have it move from the Manipura chakra, that fire center in the belly, and then up and expansively into the chest, where we're filling out the front and the back of the chest with every breath. Deep breaths, lateral breathing into the belly and then out into the scapula and the heart space. Blocked at the center, we feel divided between the mind and the body. There's a disconnect. And we pull into ourselves, we withdraw, and we become closed to outside. We become scared or fearful. Alternatively, or on the other spectrum, when the heart chakra is too open, there's a tendency to give all of your time and energy away, to be focused too much on others, that we lose our own center. And then we need to do the grounding work of our root chakra when this happens, to move that energy back up and out. And so we're in balance of being able to give and receive. Ideally, the heart chakra should radiate from love, a strong space of solid, centered self-acceptance, and then reach out with supportive care and compassion towards others. It's essential to have the message of balance, self-love, and love for others. The Sanskrit prayer, or the yogic philosophy prayer around Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu, may all beings be happy and free, and may my actions, words, and thoughts contribute to the happiness and freedom of all beings, including ourselves. The operating force in this chakra is equilibrium, balance, which is a balance. When we're in balance, we're in harmony. We have the strong longevity. Whatever we're creating in our manifestations will expand and blossom when our heart is balanced and open and able to receive and give. Enter into the peaceful balance of the heart within yourself and others, and then you will experience the joy and beauty and bliss of the Anahata chakra. I hope this explains more about this beautiful heart space, this heart center that we have within our energetic body. If you would like to understand more about how to bring balance into this, I do encourage and invite you to join my online membership, the Cosmic Membership, which you can find at cosmicmoments.com. Just go on over to the store and you can either join the 21-day Mind Shift program, or you can join our membership, where we do various exercises, meditations, and breathing techniques with guest speakers, and just creating this community together, sharing these philosophies and from the yogic spectrum, from the shamanic philosophy spectrum, and from our neuroscience, from the science that supports this ancient wisdom. Thank you for connecting and listening to the Cosmic Moments podcast. If you enjoyed it, take a screenshot. I'd love for you to share it on your Instagram and tag me, Chanel Denton at Cosmic Retreats, and expand the heart, create balance, and go with flow. Notice what turns your light on and go with that flow. Flow easily. Be expansive. Be bliss. You are love.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.